白酒第七天
Seventh day of 白酒
我所谓的新婚妻子
My new wife
直接人间蒸发她卷走我两套房产和300万现金
She directly disappeared taking my two properties and $3 million with her
我也就认栽了
I'm in
但她千不该万不该
But she shouldn't have
她不该为了彻底吞掉我的家产。
She shouldn't have tried to completely take over my property.
而故意制造车祸。
And deliberately causing a car accident.
她想要我的命。
He wants my life.
我不把她送进去。
I won't send him to prison.
我就不叫李平。
I won't be called Li Ping.
从1996年参加金融工作开始
Starting from 1996, I began my career in finance
一直搞到2014年
As of 2014
我已经赚了七八千万了
I've already made 70-80 million
离一个亿还差一点
Almost a billion, just a little more
但是我心想也差不多了，也够了。
But I thought it was enough.
那就环游世界，游了28个国家，回来休整。
Then after traveling to 28 countries, I took a break.
当时是在一个高峰论坛。
At that time, it was at a peak forum.
因为有点小成就了。
Because I've achieved a little success.
功成。
Achievement fame.
研究了很多这个金融论坛
I've been in a lot of financial forums
都请我去参加做嘉宾
Please invite me to be a guest
要做主持
Hosting
要做什么高峰圆桌会议等等
Organize a high level round table discussion etc I thought to myself
反正退休了嘛。
Well, since I'm retired,
财富自由了，那就有时间就参加嘛。
If you have the time, you should definitely participate.
就去了几场。
I went to a few.
其中有一场，有一个上市公司老板跟我是朋友。
There was one where a CEO of a publicly traded company was a friend of mine.
所以就一起吃饭。
So we ate together.
在这个过程中呢
In this process,
这个老板呢带来了两个人
The boss brought two people with him
一个是做股票的
One is for stocks
一个是在什么华强做一个主管
One is a supervisor in Huaken
他其实想让这两个人跟我学一下金融的一些方面
He also actually wanted these two people to learn some aspects of finance from me.
因为他们这两个人也是做财务方面的工作。
Because they are both working in the financial field.
也自己也炒个股票。
I also bought a stock.
你心想能帮就帮。聊的过程中呢
While thinking about how to help,
他们就叫了另外两个女孩子。
They called two more girls over.
就是张苏
Gang Su Dan.
现在他就出场了。
He's on the field now.
他过来之后
After he came.
他发的名片是上面写的
He handed out business cards with his name written on them.
建行深
Yes, yes.
深圳分行客户经理管大客户。
Bank customers are managed by managers.
后面我也才知道他是有备而来。
I also found out later that he had prepared in advance.
他干了四个银行。
He has worked in 4 banks.
四个银行当中没有一个银行超过半年。
None of the 4 banks have been in operation for more than 6 months.
然后都是拿着大 U 盘把客户资料拷出来。
Then they all came with large USB drives and copied out the customer data.
我中招是因为他们拷了一个银行的资料。
I got caught because they were stealing bank information.
我在那个银行存了2000万，是大哥。
I deposited 2 million in that bank as a VIP customer.
所以他拷 U 盘拷了一堆资料里边有。
So he copied the data to a USB drive and it contained me.
所以那个资料上面写的这个人是陕西省汉中市。
So, the person mentioned in that document is from Handong City, Shaanxi Province.
然后有一个小孩的情况离异。
Then there was a case of a child who was separated from his parents.
把这个情况都已经列在上面了。
I have already listed the situation above.
那个时候我不知道。
At that time, I didn't know.
而且我是做过银行的，银行招聘人员。
Besides, I have worked as a bank recruitment officer.
首先，他是查你所有的资料。
First, he will check all your information.
查你所有的学历。
Check all your degrees.
各方面的东西。
Various things.
查完之后。
After checking.
你符合条件了。
You are eligible.
还要查你的家里父母没有什么问题。
Also, check if your parents have any problems at home.
他才能进到银行，才能录取你。
He can only get you into the bank if you are accepted.
否则你都不可能进到银行。
Otherwise, you won't be able to get into the bank.
所以我对于他的亮的这个名片。
Regarding his name card, I think it's a good idea.
我是没有太怀疑。
I didn't doubt too much.
因为又是银行，又是老乡，就聚会嘛。
Because I was at the bank and also at a gathering with my hometown friends.
放松警惕嘛。
Just be vigilant.
就加了个微信。
I just added a WeChat.
从此以后再也没联系了。
From then on, we never contacted each other again.
然后一直到2014年的10月份，环游世界回来之后呢
Then, from October 2014 onwards, I traveled around the world.
张淑丹呢就微信联络我、
Gang Shuden would contact people through WeChat.
就吃了一个便饭
Just ate a simple meal.
就相互交流
Just communicate with each other
相互了解
Mutual understanding
他就把他这个身世是什么情况啊
What is his background like
大概简单讲
In a nutshell
就是他从小被父母遗弃
He was abandoned by his parents from a young age
然后又被60岁的老夫妻
Then A couple in their 60s.
无保户、低保户、领养。
Adopted by low-income households and five-person households.
生活呢非常贫困。
Life is very poor.
拮据，各种奖学金的申请。
Apply for various scholarships.
啊，还有这个妇联的救济金啊。
And this old woman's savings.
这么一个情况下呢
In this situation,
完成了学业学
completed academic studies,
学习很刻苦考上了武
I'm so glad to see you again.
大然后又在武大校园呢学的还挺好
Then the students from the five schools also learned well.
成绩挺好
The grades are pretty good.
又被建行校招招到了深圳分行
Also recruited by Citibank's campus recruitment
所以在得知这么一个经历呢
So after hearing about this experience
我觉得这个人呢、
I think this person
因为以前我的经历有捐资助学的一些相关的慈善活动
Because I have previously participated in some charitable activities related to donating to education.
所以呢，我觉得这个人也是挺励志的人，有什么需要帮忙的，那也是愿意帮忙。
So I think this person is also very inspiring And if there's anything I can help with, I'm happy to help.
这个时候呢，还没有说是产生恋爱关系，之后就很少联系。
At this time, after the relationship has started, there is not much contact.
因为我这边也忙。
Because I'm busy too.
然后呢
？Then.
2015年，他这边呢就联系我说有个紧急的事情。
In 2015, he contacted me and said there was an urgent matter.
想请我这个大哥老乡帮个忙。
I'd like to ask my older brother, who's from the same village, for help.
我心想，那有什么事就说。他说见面。
I just want to know if there's something going on, and if so, I want to meet.
所以就约到一个地方吃饭。去了之后，一边吃饭的时候，他就讲述了一个情况。
So, after we met for dinner, he started telling me a story while we were eating.
就是养他的爷爷奶奶。
It's his grandparents who are raising him.
其中那个老奶奶检查出一个癌症。
The old lady was diagnosed with cancer.
然后住院了。
And he was hospitalized.
然后需要重症手术费3万多块。
Then the cost of the surgery is tens of thousands of yuan.
但是他身上又不够。
But he didn't have enough.
我说那你上了这么多年班。
I said, so you've been working for so long.
怎么？
What's up?
他说他因为经常老年人有生病。
He said that because there are often elderly people who are sick.
经常就会有这个医疗开支。
This happens frequently.
再加上说是因为养他的原因。
In addition, the reason for raising him is.
他也得经常去照看。
He also has to go and take care of it often.
所以积蓄也没存到啊。
So I didn't save anything.
我心想，在我的这个道德体系里，有。
I thought that in my moral system,
情有义之。
Why?
知恩图报，诚。
Gratitude.
诚信待人，真。
Honest and trustworthy.
诚待人，这。
Be sincere.
是比赚多少钱，我。
How much money can I earn with this?
觉得都应该很重要的事情。
I think everything is important.
所以这种情况下我
Therefore, in this situation,
我觉得他很仗义，很孝顺。
I think he is very kind and filial.
所以我说那缺多少钱我
I said how much it's missing.
我帮你。
And here for you.
然后他的意思就是说借了钱之后呢
Then his meaning was that after borrowing money,
工资发了以后呢
After the salary is paid,
就还啊。
Okay, I'll keep it.
我心想那不着急。
I thought it wasn't urgent.
反正你也是遇到急事了。
Well, since you're also in a hurry,
救人一命也是行善积德。
Saving someone is also an act of good deeds and accumulating virtue.
所以陆陆续续借的有9万块。
So, I borrowed a total of 90,000 yuan.
因为第一次也不熟。
Because it was the first time.
我说你借完以后呢
I said, after you borrow it,
你看有多少的开支
How much expenses do you have?
你有一个单据呢发给我就好了。
Here's the receipt. Please send it to me.
至少我知道有这么个事。
At least, I know that there is such a thing.
再加上说白了
In short,
就是我也想知道它是真的还是假的。
I also want to know if it's true or not.
他第一次确实有拍。
He did indeed take the first shot.
然后拍了一个什么化验单啊什么之类的。
Then I took a sample and did some tests.
这么一来呢
So,
分几次就借的有9万块钱。
I borrowed 9,000 yuan in installments.
为什么要讲这个事呢
？Why are you telling me this？
因为这个事情是后面事情的一些铺垫。
Because this event is a foreshadowing of later events.
因为没有前面。
Because there is no money.
这个借贷可能我不会被套进去。
I don't think I'll get caught in this loan.
后面呢他就说
Then he said,
既然你这么相信我
Since you believe in me so much,
又借给我将近十万块钱。
You borrowed me almost 10,000 yuan.
我很感谢你。
I'm very grateful to you.
我也无以为报。
I have nothing to offer.
然后你是一个很仗义的大哥。
Then you are a very kind older brother.
然后又是我们老乡。
Then it was another one of our hometowns.
然后又做得挺成功。
Then it turned out to be quite successful.
我很仰慕你。
I admire you.
我也很敬仰你，对你产生爱意。
I admire your love for yourself.
我觉得你就是我心里要找的真英雄。
I think you are the hero I've been looking for.
真老公，男朋友。
Dear husband, boyfriend.
我也心想，人家这样说了。
I also thought that if they said so,
我觉得他各方面也合适。
I think he's suitable in all aspects.
刚好。
Okay.
时不时呢，他也有教我女儿数学。
Sometimes he also teaches my daughter math.
我要用考上武汉大学的学习方法。
I want to use the learning methods that helped me get into Wuhan University.
来把你女儿教会，让你女儿以后也能够顺利高考。
Teach your daughter so that she can also have a smooth college entrance exam in the future.
考上十大名校。
Get into the top 10 universities.
我一想，我这一块呢，短板呢。
I also want to know about this short board.
那由于我女儿不断的长大。
Because my daughter is constantly growing.
她女孩子的事情呢
What about the girl's affairs?
我有很多事情教不了。
I have a lot of things I can't teach.
这是我的短板。
This is my weakness.
所以这种情况下呢
So in this case,
这就相当于一个很好的加分项。
This is equivalent to a good bonus.
心想又是老乡又这么投缘。
I thought it was just a coincidence that we were so close.
那么这样的情况下呢
So, in this situation,
他就觉得哎，你看你以前女朋友她失信了。
He thought, look, her ex-girlfriend has messaged you.
没有等你。
No connection.
那么现在这个上天派来了。
So now the heavens have sent,
我也是你的老乡，弥补你以前的这个过失。
I'm also a local, and I'll make up for your past mistake.
是现在你又跟以前不一样了。
Now you are different from before.
你有创业十九年，小有所成。那么
，So you have been in business for 19 years and have achieved some success.
这个时候，上天派我来弥补你家庭的这个缺失。
So at this time, heaven sent someone to make up for the missing family member.
把你的女儿教育得好好的。
Educate your daughter well.
然后再给你生一两个小孩。
Then give me another two children.
他们共同成长，有个玩伴。
They grew up together and had a playmate.
所以这一系列的话术呢
I had a series of scripts.
对于当时的我来讲
For me at that time,
就是我唯一缺乏的
That's exactly what I'm missing.
因为其他的我都不缺赚到了一定的经济资产
Because I don't lack other sources of income, I have accumulated a certain amount of economic assets.
那所有的事情都可以迎刃而解
All the problems can be solved.
唯独呢
So,
因为你金钱是买不到爱情
Because money can't buy love
也买不到这个美好的家庭
I can't get this beautiful family
所以他说的这一点呢
So, what he said is that
我觉得至少在当时我觉得人家说的对
I think at least at that time, I thought they were right.
我也需要一个家庭。
I also need a family.
所以二月份之后呢，就开始交往。
So, we started dating after February.
然后大概交往了一个月到三月份。
Then, I dated someone for about a month to 3 months.
她说她怀孕了。
He said she was pregnant.
那我心想那怀孕了。
I thought she's pregnant.
那是个好事。
That's a good thing.
那既然人家女孩子怀孕了。
So, since a woman is pregnant,
那就善待别人，得成立一个家庭。
Treat others well when starting a family.
所以就准备花750万买了一套房产。
So, I was planning to buy a property for 750,000.
因为在之前我用自己独创的方法在股市上赚了不少。
Because I had made a lot of money in the stock market using my own unique methods before.
所以我就买了13套房产。
So I bought the 13-story building.
那个时候呢
At that time,
因为买房有名额限制。
Because buying a house has a location restriction.
所以我名下呢不可能有太多房产。
Therefore, it is impossible for me to own too many properties.
那么有时候就是写在我的当时的员工名下。
So sometimes it's written in my own name as an employee.
但是他们都很守信。
But they were all very trustworthy.
也没有哪个说跑路的什么之类的。
There was no mention of running away or anything like that.
但是唯独后面这个事情就出现了状况。
However, the problem occurred with the last one.
然后这种情况下呢
And in this case,
再买房呢
Buy another house.
也没有办法写我的名字。
I can't write my name.
是因为那时候有这个名额限制。
Because at that time, there was a limit on the number of slots.
是那么刚好他就提出来。
So, there is a question to be raised.
哎，平哥。
That's Ping.
你写我的名字。
Write my name.
我是神户。
I am Ko.
我又没有房产。
I don't have any property.
我提供名额。
I provide slots.
然后我说写你名字的话。
Then I said, write your name.
可能这就得是一家人才好办。
This is probably a good opportunity for a good talent.
当然了。
He said, of course.
我就把你当成我陪伴一生的人。
I consider you as the person I will spend my life with.
哎、
Well,
我听了以后很感动。
I was very moved after listening to it.
那就写个名字。
Write a name.
在这期间呢
During this period,
他又说找一个良辰吉日摆酒结婚。
He also said that he wanted to get married on a good day.
问我说你想
I said I'm ready.
好，因为我们认识时间比较
Because we know each other for a short time.
短，也才三个月。
That's only 3 months.
可以再考虑一下。
Let's consider again.
他就说呢
He said,
我都怀了孕了
I'm pregnant.
你这怎么还要考虑一下
How are you still considering this?
不相信我吗
Don't you believe me?
你放心
Don't worry.
我永远会忠于家庭
I will always be loyal to my family.
总之就是有一切的法式
Basically, it's all about rituals and ceremonies.
这那的，我于是乎就选了他所谓的什么黄大仙日子。
This is the beginning of my yellow giant days.
2015年的5月15日。
May 15, 2015.
就跟这个张苏丹领了结婚证。
I got married to this Jiang Sudan.
所以呢
So.
就到了6月9号就应他的要求呢
It was supposed to be delivered on June 9th as he requested
在我们共同的老家摆了酒
We had a feast together in our hometown.
六月九号摆酒的时候呢
On June 9th, when we were having a party,
就给他的爷爷奶奶10万块彩礼给30万，想都想不到呢
Give his grandparents 10,000 yuan as a dowry and think about giving 30,000.
就是第二天、
On the second day,
因为摆完酒我就准备开车出发
Because I was about to drive away after finishing the drinks
回到深圳
Return to Shenzhen
因为我深圳的事情比较多
Because I have a lot of things to do in Shenzhen
不能耽误
Don't delay
然后他这边呢本身是一起坐车
Then he was on the car
当时很奇怪都说好了
That's what they said.
然后呢他
Then,
第二天十号
He was on the 10th of the following day.
他又专门找到我说要不你和你的同学先开车回家
He specifically asked me if I and my classmates should drive home first.
我说为什么呢
I asked why.
因为他要给我还钥匙嘛
Because he wants to return the key to me.
为什么要还钥匙
Why return the key?
因为他当天他把我的车钥匙借去了
Because he borrowed my car key that day
借去干什么呢
What are you doing?
他说是他的家里的亲戚
He said it was his family's property
想看一下我的车
I want to see your car
然后想让他们都放心
Then I wanted to reassure them
有豪宅
There are mansions
有豪车
There are luxury cars
他找了一个很好的老公
He found a good husband
我心想那行吧
I thought about doing that job
那就把钥匙就给他了
Then give him only the key
钥匙给他的时候
When I gave him the key
这个车就开走了
This car is leaving、
哎、
Oh
我说怎么昨天说好了一起回去吗
I asked how we were supposed to go back together yesterday. How
怎么不坐这个车了
How to make this car?
他说我昨天又考虑了一下
He said that he had thought about it again yesterday.
晚上想了想要给你生一个健康智慧的小孩
I thought about having a healthy and intelligent child with you at night.
继承你的一切
Inherit all your possessions
那么就得安胎
Then you have to take medication to prevent miscarriage
如果在车上的颠簸的话呢
What if the car is bumpy
万一胎位不正
In case of breech position
我说那行吧
I'll take it
那你就坐飞机吧
Then take a plane
他就坐飞机
He took a flight
哎
Oh.
结果11号开的应该是湖北的十堰一高速公路就刹不住车
The result is that on the 11th the high speed road in Xi'an, Hubei was blocked and people couldn't stop driving
就刚好撞到左边的高速公路的护栏
You just happened to hit the guardrail on the left side of the highway
我车门一直到左后门
From the left door to the left rear door,
整个一条凹槽，车就停下来了。
The entire line of excavators stopped.
所有的气囊、气帘全部都爆开了。
All the airbags have burst.
但是因为它这个车质量比较好。
However, because the car is of good quality.
所以我和我的同学什么事情都没有，在车内好像没什么感觉。
So, I and my classmates didn't feel anything in the car as if nothing happened.
结果开回来之后呢就
After the results came out,
就在我朋友大型汽车老板那里维修要六七天时间
It took about 6 to 7 days to repair my car at my friend's car dealership in Daxing.
因为车辆撞得比较严重
Because the car was damaged severely.
是个大事故
It's a big accident
再加上保险要定损很多都要弄
In addition, the insurance company needs to assess the damage and process the claims.
所以没有那么快出结果。
Therefore, the results will not come out so quickly.
然后这个过了没几天。
Then, a few days later,
他说银行需要一笔存款帮助。
He said that the bank needed a deposit to help.
因为他说他在银行嘛。
Because he said he was at the bank.
那肯定是存款。
That's definitely a deposit.
就得是他的业绩。
It must be his performance.
因为在之前的五月初的时候
Because in early May,
他其实曾经借过一个75万的款。
He actually borrowed a 75,000 yuan loan.
说是做一个当天的进出账的凭账。
This is to create a barrier for recording the entry and exit of goods on a daily basis.
啊，所以我就打了75万到他的账户。
So I transferred 750,000 to his account.
然后他当天下午就打回来给我。
Then he called me back that afternoon.
因为有了这个动作。
Because of this action.
所以他下次再借也同样的理由说这回看能不能借1000万。
So, when he borrowed again, he gave the same reason, saying that this time he hoped to borrow 1,000,000.
然后也是当天进出，帮一个忙，做一个凭账。
Then, he also helped to set up the barrier for people to enter and exit.
当时我刚好看了一下账户。
At that time, I just glanced at the account.
没有1000万。
5,000,000.
剩了300多万
Left over 3,000,000
因为买股票都买完了
Because all the stocks I bought are gone
剩了300多万呢
There are still over 3,000,000 left
打到他账户
Hack his account
这本身是一个很正常的一个业务
This is a very normal business
同时呢
At the same time
也是一家人
Also a family.
我心想
I thought to myself.
那也没有什么问题
That's fine.
所以于是乎当天早上6月18日上午10:13:07
So on the morning of June 18th at 10:13:07 a.m.
为什么
Why?
我记得这么清呢
I remember this list.
这是我一生中改变我人生轨迹的事情。
This is the thing that changed my life trajectory.
所以10:13:07呢
So it's 10:13:07.
打了他账户。
He hacked his account.
他说他就去在银行办完这个业务。打过去以后呢
He said that he would go to the bank to handle this matter and then call back.
大概是10:30。
Around 10:30,
我就再打电话呢。
I'll just call again.
就关机了。
Turned off.
关机了。
Turned off.
我心想呢，关机很正常。
I thought that the machine was normal.
因为以前嘛，那个关机的肯定是到处也没有充电宝。
Because in the past, if you wanted to turn off your phone, you couldn't find a charger anywhere.
不像现在，满街都是什么充电宝啊，什么之类的。
Unlike the prevalence of power banks and similar devices on the streets today,
它可能就是没电了。
This might be the reason for the power outage.
没电了。
Out of power.
我心想他下午就回来了。
I was thinking he would be back in the afternoon.
而于是乎就也没有在意。
And so he didn't care anymore.
因为我就看我的行情。
Because I'm just watching the market.
因为当时就是我这个年龄段碰到的第四次牛市。
Because at that time, it was the fourth bull market I encountered in my age group.
也是超级牛市。
Also, it's a super bullish market.
叫资金牛。
Call him money cow.
2015年的杠杆牛啊。
The bull in 2015 was awesome.
在那之前还有三次牛市。
Before that, there were three bullish trends.
我都踩中了。
I've been hit by it.
也都做得还挺好。
They all did pretty well. Al
也赚了不少。
He also made a lot of money.
所以这个时候就坐在家里。
So at this time, just sit at home.
等他，我心想这等了半天也没不来。
Waiting for him, he thought it's been so long and he still hasn't come.
所以我就觉得这个事情好像有一点不大对，我就是因为我是做金融的。
So I thought this situation seemed a little unfavorable to me because I'm in the financial industry.
我的敏锐度很高。
My perception is very sharp.
我的洞察力很高。
My insight is very high.
我就觉得是不是有什么其他的事情。
I just felt that there must be something else going on.
但是我从来都没有想着会不会他是害我、背叛我的人。
But I never thought that he might be the one who betrayed me.
我想的是什么呢
？What am I thinking about?
我想的是一个孕妇拿了300万的现金出去办事未归，有可能。
I thought about a pregnant woman taking out $3 million in cash and going out to do business, but never returning.
可能是不是跟人发生了矛盾
？Maybe it's because of a conflict with someone.
或者出了什么事
？What happened?
被人，于是乎我就觉得不大对头。
I thought it was wrong, so
我就赶紧报了警了。
I immediately reported it to the police.
结果人家警察和我说
The police told me that
他已经逃亡到美国去了。
He has already fled to the United States.
然后车在维修的过程中就发现一个问题。
Then, during the repair process, a problem was discovered.
这个车它有一个氨基芯。
This car has an Angie Star.
发现里边有一个制动的东西被人拆松了。
I found that there was a braking device that had been removed.
所以导致刹车失灵。
Therefore, the brakes failed.
所以就撞了。
So it crashed.
这是案发以后查出来的。
That's what came out after the investigation.
这个车在6月9号借给张苏丹用的时候。
This car was borrowed to Zhang Shuden on June 9th.
他拆了刹车片，拆松了。
He disassembled the brake pads and loosened them.
还有案发以后查出来的是呢？六。
After the incident, when the investigation is carried out,
6月九号跟张苏丹在汉中老家摆酒。六。
On June 9th, I had a wedding reception with Zhang Shuden in Hangzhou, my hometown.
月十一号在汉中买了这个房子。
On June 11th, I bought this house in Hangzhou.
金就在六月十一号被他过户到他自己名下。
He transferred it to his own name on June 11th.
然后又再过户一道转移给他的同伙了。
Then he transferred another one to his accomplice.
这个事情实在是是可忍。
This is really unbearable.
孰不可忍。
Who is unbearable?
因为一个女性跟别人摆酒结婚，这么神圣的一个事情。
Because a woman is getting married to a bottle of Baijiu, which is a very sacred thing.
这么浪漫的一个事情。
Such a romantic thing.
我想的是长久建立家庭。
I thought about building a long-lasting family.
白头偕老。
To live a long and happy life together.
而这个诈骗犯张苏丹。
And this scammer, Zhang Shuden.
他一边跟人敬酒。
He was raising a glass to someone.
一边想的是第二天如何卖这个男人的房子。
While thinking about how to sell the man's house the next day,
如何把这个男人的房子转移给他的同伙？
How to transfer the man's house to his accomplice?
他不光是想诈骗我的钱财。
He not only wanted to defraud my money.
同时呢？
At the same time,
他拆松我的刹车片。
He disassembled my brake pads.
他想要我的命。
He wants my life.
但是我没有事的。
I'm fine.
同时，这个诈骗犯张书丹。
At the same time, this scammer, Jing Shuden.
他们这帮人慌了。
They were all in a panic.
因为这个地球上在当时一刻。
Because at that moment, on this earth,
只有他知道这个车什么时候即将出事，开出去。
Only he knew when the car was about to break down, and he drove it out.
你什么时候刹不住？
When did you stop braking?
你一定要出事。
You are bound to fail.
你出了事以后。
After you had an accident.
他拿着这个5月15号的结婚证，顺理成章。
He naturally obtained the marriage certificate for May 15th.
法律程序把我所有前半生赚到的所有的几千万资产。
The legal proceedings took away all my assets worth several million.
还有那时候布局的房产。
At that time, the properties that were laid out.
所有的买好的股票。
All the stocks I bought.
那最后全都是堂而皇之的
That was all done with arrogance.
就变成了他的资产了
It became his asset.
然后顺便给我收个尸
Then in addition, please dispose of the body.
这就是他的全盘计划
This is his overall plan.
当然了
Of course.
他不是一个人
He is not alone.
他是七八个人在计划
He was part of a group of 7 or 8 people who were planning something.
包括他的律师也在计划。
This is also part of the plan.
所以为什么最后官司一直打不赢
So why did the lawsuit always end in defeat?
也是因为这个原因。一直人家都说了。
This is also why people have always said that.
你5月15号结的婚。
You got married on May 15th.
你这个6号买的，那是写在张书丹的名字。
The name on the 6th one you bought is Zhang Shuden.
那就是他的房子，跟你没有关系。
That's his house, not yours.
所以最后很多情况都已经没办法解了。
So, in the end, many situations have become unsolvable.
全都是死结。
All are dead ends.
所以这个案件为什么当时轰动全国很多电视台
So why was this case so widely reported by the media at the time?
包括央视都来报道这个事情
Including CCTV latest report on this matter
很多法制频道法制专家也来参与解决
Many legal experts from various legal channels in the province also participated in the solution.
这个事情都没有办法解决。
This situation is hopeless.
当时中国十大律师事务所有7大律师都来到我家。
At that time, 7 of the top 10 law firms in China came to my house.
最后看了案卷以后。
After reviewing the case file,
都说李总啊。
Everyone says that Mr. Lias.
我无能为力，帮不了你，你肯定输。
I can't help you. You're going to lose anyway.
因为如果你要赢房子，赢不了。
Because if you want to win the house, you can't win.
四月份买的房屋。
Bought house in April.
五月份拿的结婚证。
They obtained the marriage certificate.
六月份就他们就逃亡了。
They fled in June.
借钱也是在这之后。
Borrowing money is also after this.
然后离婚也离不了。
Then the divorce couldn't be completed.
如果要立案抓人。
If you want to arrest someone.
你是33天拿了结婚证。
You got a marriage certificate from the 33rd heaven.
这是一家人。
This is a family.
所有的事情都解决不了。
Nothing can be solved.
所以在那个时候确实是轰动全国的一个大案。
So, at that time, it was indeed a major case that caused a sensation throughout the country.
而且后面鉴定机构告诉我
And then the testing agency told me,
连这个小孩都不是我的。
This child is not mine.
所以我当时也是抱头痛哭。
Then I was crying and sobbing.
那真的很伤心。
That's really heartbreaking.
同时呢
At the same time,
也是彻头彻底的被人诈骗得很惨。
He was also completely and utterly scammed.
于是我放弃所有事业，所有公司，花1300万，用长达9年的时间。
So I abandoned all my businesses and companies, spending $1.3 million to spend 9 years.
把这个诈骗犯绳之于法。
Bring this con artist to justice.
经过九年跨国追击。
After 9 years of international pursuit,
我的案件呢，终于彻底在24年结束。
My case is finally completely over in 20 years.
那么经过九年的案件结束之后呢
？So after the 9 year case is over,
我也思考了很多。
I have also thought about it a lot.
那么就是说呢，我在这近30年的金融投资生涯，
So what I'm saying is, over the past 30 years of my financial investment career,
赚取了我人生的一些财富，积累的财富呢
？I have accumulated some wealth in my life.
我就想呢，既然是回报社会、打击诈骗的时候
，I think since it's time to give back to society and fight against fraud,
很多人帮我。
Many people helped me.
那么我跟以前的想法不一样。
So I also have a different opinion than before.
以前的想法呢是成立一个家庭。
The original idea was to start a family.
生几个小孩。
Add a few kids.
然后投资秘籍传给自己的小孩。
Then pass on the investment secrets to their children.
那现在总结了很多，思想也升华了。
Now I have summarized many ideas and further developed them.
就是把自己的30年的投资经验。
That is to say, to share my 30 years of investment experience.
投资方法以及投资的秘诀都分享给大家。
Share investment methods and investment secrets with everyone.
让全社会，让所有关注我的朋友都能够从中受益。
Let everyone in society and all my friends who are interested in it benefit from it.
都能够在投资领域。
All can be used in the investment field.
把我的这些投资理念。
My investment ideas,
投资方法
investment methods,
投资秘诀发扬光大
promote the investment secrets,
因为别人在我困难的时候帮助过我
because someone helped me when I was in trouble,
我也想帮助有需要帮助的人
I also want to help those in need,
哪怕帮助一个人
Even if it's just helping one person,
我也很开心。
I'm happy too.
那么这是我想弘扬、想扩大的一个思想。
This is the idea that I want to promote and expand.